Service Spotlight. Review writer Sheena Thompson asks former Army rifleman and officer Charles Heyman about his time in service. Inspired by his boyhood comics, Charles, now 79, joined the Army for adventure. He served in the Far East during the Brunei Rebellion and Northern Ireland and Germany. He went on to have a successful career in military journalism and political affairs. What were you doing in Berlin? When I was in Berlin, I was still quite young. It wasn't even 20 years after the war, and we were there doing patrol duties. The battalion tasks included the British Guard at Spandau Prison in Berlin. I was a guard commander. There was a four-power agreement in place between the UK, the US, France and Russia for guarding the prisoners. The British would guard for a month, then the Americans, then the Russians, and then the French, all for a month each. That was the rotation. Spandau Prison was basically where the Nazi hierarchy was incarcerated if they hadn't been executed. When I was there, only three prisoners remained. The most prominent, of course, was Rudolf Hess, and the other two were Albert Speer and Baldur von Schirach. They lived in the main barrack block and were looked after by other multinational guards, who were basically senior policemen. I was the guard commander during our rotation, and I would make sure my shift was properly dressed and that they had all their equipment and ammunition. I would also inspect the watchtower to make sure everything was in good order. The prison gardens took up quite a large area of the prison estate and backed onto the watchtowers. On one occasion, it was quite obvious that during the night, one of the guards got down from his watchtower and smashed up all of Rudolf Hess's tomato plants. There was still a lot of hatred against Germans, and the guards were bored stupid in those towers. I was checking the tower early that morning, and I heard this commotion. Rudolf was in the garden and jumping up and down with rage. He saw me and went absolutely bananas, knowing it was likely a British culprit, pointing to these tomato plants on the ground which had been trampled on. He spoke perfect English, although he was pretty incoherent with rage. He went on for a couple of minutes before the guard took him back inside to calm down. I can see it still now. It wasn't like smashing up Kew Gardens or something. This was somebody's little plot of tomato plants, which by the time you'd done about 18 years in prison meant something. We dealt with it very, very quietly by buying replacement plants and planting them during the night for old Rudolf when all the prisoners were locked away. The next day he was with a British guard and he saw me and thanked me. There was a man who was once at the top of the tree, the equivalent of being the Deputy Prime Minister of Germany, and then he ends up at the bottom of the tree getting so upset about his trampled tomatoes. What difference has it made to your life being a member? Being a member has had a major impact on my life. Before, I felt that I was in a sort of my own prison. My induction week in Llandudno gave me the key to my cell door. I thought about it many times and Llandudno did important things. I still remember the sort of things I learned there and how it has made me feel. There was a lot of talking with members of staff. Just the very fact that people understand what's happening to you makes an enormous amount of difference. I can't tell you how important this is. It's the little things like that that really mean a lot. And here in Rustington, this is as good as a first-class hotel. Lots of nice staff and lovely people. I'm amazed I count myself blessed in my old age to be able to come to somewhere like this to escape, as life can be a little bleak at times.